So fight Saturday night.
If y'all want to come over, I mean, seriously, it's probably a $5, $10 Uber. Jerry Ubered home with Nina Saturday, so you can ask him. He lives further from me than y'all do.
I was going to say, yeah. She lives much further than we do.
Yeah. But, yeah, they came over, and Nina was like, we take one more shot, and we're Ubering home. And you persisted to take like 4 or 5 more shots.
Right. We know how this goes.
But I was also an old man. I was trying to nap on the couch out here almost all day Saturday. Couldn't because Amber and baby and everybody was just like, no, you need to get up. We got to do this. Can you come move this? Can you hang this up? Can you put this together? So I had to put the high chair together and all that good jazz.
Oh, Jesus.
So I didn't get a nap at all during the day. And I've been drinking since like 9 because I was smoking a brisket.
Oh, my God.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that's it goes hand in hand.
Dude, noon is my limit, dude. I cannot start before noon.
Oh, I started. Well, actually, I started at 8:30.
Jesus. I'd have needed a nap for sure.
I got up at 7 because that's when baby gets up.
All right.
And I was, so Friday, I was up until, I think, 11:30 midnight. And, because Amber decided that, hey, we can all go hang out and do cool shit and go eat. And so we went and did all that. And got home. I think we finally got in bed around midnight. And then I woke up at 4. And I was just tossing and turning.
Oh.
Then baby gets up at 7.
Yeah.
Feed baby.
That's what happened to us today. Right around 4:30.
3:30 for me.
Oh, I didn't get up. I didn't wake up until like 4:30. But fuck, man. I
just roll over wide awake.
I'm like, what the fuck?
I tossed and turned.
Right,
and
right as I was about to go back to sleep, somewhere around 5:30, I swear to God, I heard a noise. I pop up like, what the fuck was that? Even she's like, you all right? I'm like, clearly not. Fuck, it's 5:30 in the fucking morning. Neither one of us are fucking asleep. It's going to be a bad fucking day.
I was so tired. And tomorrow, I have to get up at 5:30 in the morning to drive my happy ass to work. No. Yay!
I refuse. But no, so got up and I was like, shit, y'all wanted to do a brisket today. Hopped in the truck, drove over to freaking HEB. And y'all had, well, I say y'all, HEB had 3 briskets sitting in the cooler, 4. And one was just the already super trimmed. And I was like, you know what? I need to put this on like as fast as possible.
Right.
If we plan on eating before.
Oh, fuck, 8. You actually got a super trimmed?
Yeah. So I got the super trim.
You trim more off that?
A little bit. It just depends on who trimmed it and how good of a job they
that's
did.
That's not done in-house. That's all done in the San Antonio.
Well, yeah. So whoever trims it in San Antonio, then I have to, you know, clean that up. But
that's already super what? Fucking trim.
I haven't been in there since.
They do a really good job, but they got like where they were running it through cutters or somebody was cutting it. And then you'll have like this little dangle of meat that they didn't cut all the way off because they're in a hurry.
Right.
Whatever the case may be. So I got to go in and just like clean up the little bitty stuff. It takes me 10 minutes.
Oh, not bad.
But it was just one of those things where I'd really need to get this on so that way we could eat because she'd already told everybody 6. And I was like, this is already 8 o'clock
Holy
in the morning when
fuck,
I'm getting this
dude.
Thing on.
No so shit. Like,
and I'm not rushing it. It's going to be done when it's done.
Yeah, you can't rush that.
No. And it came off at 7.
Oh, that's not bad.
And then we were eating at 7:30, 7:45. It really should. A brisket should rest for about an hour, hour and a half. But
yeah,
we were in a hurry.
Who's coming for the fights?
I know Wiley and Tasha will be here. And Wiley's not opposed to doing it at his house. So I was like, but I don't know if anybody's actually going to go all the way out to Florence.
God, that's too far.
That's too late. Because imagine the Uber.
That's the other thing, too. Because, that's... Holy We've had this shit. Discussion before, and that's what I was saying. I was like, this is one of those midnight fights, man. This is like when Poirier and then walk into the ring at fucking midnight.
That's not happening. I was going to say,
that's my problem with him is I'm
start till 9.
I'm done by that point. I'm tanked. Like, I got to go.
Oh, I'll put a pot of coffee on at about 9:30. you gotta get some coffee in.
We have a long haul.
And counteract some of this alcohol. Yeah, I don't know how many times I've gone over to Wiley's house to watch, some of these really good fights and main cards, and he'll make it all the way to the fight that we paid the 60 whatever dollars to watch, and goes to sleep, just starts nodding off and passes out almost every time. But yeah, I got to drink at least a cup or two of coffee in there and just to keep me awake long enough to get through that. I'm old, man.
Oh, fuck, dude. Wait till you actually get old. Oh, my God. That's impossible.
That's what was killing me. I'm like, weather's going to change. That was part of what woke me up last night is my joints were all pissed.
Yeah, that's definitely an old thing or an age thing. You start getting older, man. It gets cold. Your knees hurt for no reason.
My ankles were all sore.
I wanted to see that was while you had COVID, that last UFC card was really good.
Oh, yeah.
But it was the same night as the Mexican fighters.
Oh, yeah.
Boxers.
Yeah, with
Canelo and Plant. Because I thought Plant had, at least had a shot, dude. He didn't have a shot at all. Jesus Christ.
He does, and then you get in a fight, and you're like, yeah.
No shit, dude. He was so much bigger. I'm like, fuck, dude. He was on his back foot the entire fucking fight. I'm like, what are you doing? You're the bigger fucking dude.
I mean, speaking of underdogs or people that you thought had a fucking shot, I thought Georgia was going to destroy Alabama, and they got fucking steamrolled.
I don't understand what the fuck happened. It was consensus the best fucking defense in college football,
and they got fucking raped.
And I don't know.
And you
want to
know what happened? Williams.
I don't even know who that is.
I think his name is Javonte or Jalen Williams.
Is this a quarterback or running back?
No, he's a fucking wide receiver.
Oh,
that's got freaking jets. Hey, dude, he caught a pass coming across the middle. The fucking safety had 15 yards on him, and he ran by him.
Holy shit.
And then ran away from him. Like, this dude is ridiculous fast. He was the same guy that we had so much problems with in Arkansas. Like, when Arkansas played Alabama, they'd throw the ball to him, and he would just run away. Like, our corners couldn't keep up with him. Our safeties couldn't. Over the top help. This dude, when he caught that first pass of the game, the strong safety was over the top and couldn't do shit about it. This dude is just stupid fast. He's a 5-star recruit.
Alabama at 1 now?
Alabama's at 1, and Georgia's at 3.
Cincinnati must be at 4 then.
Yep. Cincy and Georgia play, and Alabama and Michigan play. Alabama's going to fucking rape Michigan. And then they're going to play Georgia again. They don't have a fucking shot.
No.
They shouldn't be there anyway. Your fucking strength of schedule was like 89 out of 110. You've played absolutely nobody. You almost got beat by Houston. Houston was right there with you the whole first half.
They beat Notre Dame straight up.
Notre Dame's garbage too. I'm sorry, dude.
They're just outside of that.
I don't get on that Notre Dame hype train whenever an independent finally decides to win a fucking couple games. It's like you don't impress me none. Come down to the SEC. Let's play in that division for a little while. Let's see how you do against fucking Auburn. I mean, I don't think Notre Dame would have beat Auburn in a straight-up game. I just don't. And that's the other thing. When I was watching the Georgia game, the referees didn't get the memo that you don't throw flags against Alabama. They were flagging the shit out of them. And I was like, what? They threw a flag against Alabama?
The Chiefs got a lot of that last night, bro.
Did fucking Nick Saban, like, forget to pay them? Dude, fuck the Chiefs.
Did you see, dude?
Did you see our rookie, though?
That fucking...
Javonte Williams?
Curse. Kelsey.
Mm-hmm.
Caught a pass.
Fucking Kelsey.
Secures it.
That was a fumble.
That was a fucking fumble.
That was a fucking
fumble.
That
was a fucking fumble.
All day long?
I'm like,
you caught it? You caught it?
You have to throw the flag on that.
You caught it and you tucked it.
You took steps.
And the dude knocked it out. That's a fumble.
That's a fumble,
that
bro.
Was a catch and a fumble, and that should have been a touchdown. That should have been 7 for
I can't believe they reviewed it and still didn't change it. I was blown away by that.
Somebody's getting that mailbox money, baby.
I could not believe that shit.
that pissed me off. I shut the game off after that. But
it's clear that at that point, you ain't getting no favors, so.
Oh, fuck no. You playing in freaking
Kansas City. Yeah.
Which, I do have to say this. The AFC West is notorious. Home game fucking umpires, fuck you. They fucking hate you. Yeah. It's like, I thought I had a home field advantage, and you're throwing more flags against us, and you're letting them get away with a bunch of dumb shit. Like, what the fuck is going on? That didn't happen last night. But, dude, did you see our rookie for Denver, though? Javonte Williams, our running back? That dude is the next Derrick Henry. Mark my fucking words. He is a fucking rookie.
Really?
This was his first start. He ran for 145 yards or 178 yards.
What? Jesus.
No. 105 yards, 78 yards.
Receiving?
Of that was after he was hit for the first time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Like, he's getting hit in the background and just dragging motherfuckers, or just keeps going. Like, boom, okay, whatever. I'm going to keep on going. This dude is seriously, he's the next Derrick Henry. Hey, if he can stay healthy, hopefully.
That's a big talk right there, Brad.
Hey, man. I mean, Kansas City's defense ain't the greatest in the world, but there was dudes that had him fucking teed up, and he's just like, no, fuck you off. I'm going that way. He was taking half the fucking line with him. He was running between the fucking tackles, and he was catching the fucking tackle and the fucking nose guard and pushing their asses fucking 5 fucking yards. Like, this dude wasn't no joke, man. He lowered his head and went. Man, he runs like Jerome Bettis from back in the day. His legs just churn, and they keep moving until he's dead or fucking knocked out. That motherfucker's probably in his sleep trucking fucking linebackers right now.
Did you see the weather for the Bills tonight?
Oh, God.
Dude.
Is it snowing up there?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's snowing. It's 60-plus mile-an-hour gusts. The wind is whipping like a motherfucker, dude.
Looks like
a
shit
show. The minute they
show.
Started showing this shit on TV, the total dropped 6 fucking points.
Oh, yeah.
The total dropped 6 points.
Oh, I don't doubt.
As soon as they showed the weather, like, well, fuck, this ain't happening.
Dude,
drop that total.
Because that's an open field.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's an open-air stadium.
It's all open. It's all open.
Yeah.
Dude, it's
you can kiss. If it's a crosswind, you can fucking kiss any field goal goodbye.
Oh, yeah. It's damn happening. Near a fucking blizzard going on because it's snowing on top of it. It's fantastic.
Oh, I saw this shit. It popped up on my timeline the other day. It was Chicago, and they were playing.
They still suck.
Well, the Bears, yeah. Hey, Detroit got a win.
How bad is Minnesota? Jesus Christ.
Somebody needs to check on those guys.
No shit. Is that a guy okay?
If you have a friend that is a Minnesota Vikings fan.
Fuck is wrong with you?
You might want to check on him too. Or her. But yeah, no. It popped up on my timeline. And I want to say y'all were playing San Francisco or some fucking body like that. And they went to kick a field goal. And it was a strong gust. And it was kind of an in and a cross. And Chicago fielded it at the back of the fucking end zone. And it wasn't Devin Hester. This was back in like late 80s, early 90s.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
He ran it for like 98 yards, returned it. And I was just like, Jesus. Like, because I thought it was Denver at first because it popped up and y'all were just wearing the orange jerseys.
Right.
And I was like, who the fuck are we playing? Oh, wait a minute. That's Chicago.
That's Devin Hester S, though.
It is. Dude,
that's
a guy.
That's what made his name.
Devin Hester, that was a dude. You didn't kick that ball anywhere fucking near him. Eat it. Onside it. Kneel on it.
Yep.
Do whatever the fuck you need to do. Don't
care
to that guy. Because that dude's going to take it 99, 110 yards. He doesn't care.
For some reason, I was seeing that too. I don't know why. Just this past weekend.
Mm-hmm. On what, Twitter?
I don't remember where
mine was. Mine popped up on Facebook, I want to say.
He ain't even on Facebook, so it damn sure wasn't him.
Well, yeah. No, he didn't post it. It was just
it might have been
things.
On. It might have been on the Score. Some app I used to track fucking teams and shit like that. For some reason, they were bringing back stupid shit like that. I don't remember why.
I don't know.
Because they can.
I like it when I get some of those old ones, man, because you get to see these guys, and it's like, dude, your corners are running around with what would be a lineman's shoulder pads. Back then, their shoulder pads looked like freaking, they got lift kits and shit on them.
My favorites are the Barry Sanders and Sweetness.
Oh, fuck yeah.
With Peyton. Those two.
Bo Jackson.
Like, Barry Sanders, one of his best game was against Chicago, and he's breaking people's fucking ankles. Every time he just juke, and people are just falling over themselves. I'm like, what the fuck are we watching here?
Yeah, that dude was stupid, man. Him and Bo Jackson was the same way. I mean, Bo ran went more north than south with a fucking...
Yeah, he was more...
He was a power back.
He was a power back, for sure.
Sweetness and Barry, they were a lot of left and right. I'm going to make you miss, and then I'm going to
They didn't really get
yards.
Hit that much. Not hard.
What I thought was funny about Peyton, though, was I've seen videos of him where he can run to the right. It's an end zone deal, right? So he gets the ball from like the 8 or 9 yard line, and he's just going in for a touchdown, and it's a pitch, right? He's got 30 yards to his right where he could just walk in. There's a linebacker to his left. Fuck this. Trucks linebacker in the fucking end zone. Yeah. Like, no, I'm going to hit you. Yeah, I could run over here and be okay, but no, I'm going to fuck you up while I'm out here. You know, somebody did post, and I think it was the Black Adam Schefter. Yeah, it's Adam Schefter, right? Isn't that the commentator's name?
There's a ESPN Adam Schefter, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, there's a website page thing that's called the Black Adam Schefter. It's fucking hilarious, half the shitty posts. But he's like, you want to fucking fix football right now. Here's all you got to do. Stop penalizing taunting and actually fucking encourage it. Yeah, on a kickoff, if the football goes through the uprights, it's 1 point.
That taunting is such bullshit because there's no fucking rhyme or reason to it. Aaron Rodgers runs into the end zone in Chicago, yells, I own you, I own you. No taunting penalty. Mm-mm. But Jesus Christ, somebody signals for a first down. Taunting. What the fuck are we doing here?
Yeah.
Figure it out.
And then, you know, in Chicago, you got refs that are actually, you know, punking your fucking players. Fucking shoulder checking a fucking linebacker. Hey, yeah, fuck off. Boom.
And then fucking throwing a flag on his ass. Jesus Christ, what the fuck?
That dude should be removed from officiating altogether and never allowed to do it again. Like, sorry, you're a dickhead. Go away.
It'll never happen.
It'll never fucking happen.
And they doubled down on that. They fined that fucking guy. They fined the player.
Yeah.
They doubled down.
They found that, yeah, because
they penalize him, then they fined him next week.
And I guarantee you that fine came from his press conference where he called out the fucking referee.
I didn't know he did that. Okay. Yeah. Okay, well, then that's a whole different thing.
He was in the press conference, and they were asking him about it, and he's like, you know, I've done that celebration my entire career for the last 8 years. Like, it's always been the same thing. Now all of a sudden it's taunting, and I'm getting hip-checked by a referee who throws a flag on me. Like, he goes,
oh, you bitch about refereeing, dude. You're gonna get hit in the paycheck.
He wasn't even bitching about it. He's just like, I would expect better professionalism from, you know, basically the refs.
At least showing them up. Yeah.
Because he's like, if I touch a ref for any fucking reason whatsoever, I'm ejected,
yep.
I'm fined, and I don't get paid for that game.
Probably going to be suspended.
Yeah, and he goes, and this guy can just fucking hip check me as I'm trying to run back to the fucking sideline and nothing happens. He goes, I would expect better of the NFL. And I really agree with him. Like,
oh, yeah, of course. For sure.
If it's like a fucking cop.
That's like all
if
referees.
You can be a
dude,
fucking dickhead.
All referees are trying to make it about them.
Dude, Ed Hockley, his fucking son, that dude needs to shut the fuck up.
Is he a ref too?
So Ed Hockley retires and his son took over basically in his place.
Ed Hockley is a lawyer.
Well,
his day job was his lawyer.
That's cool. His son must be a motherfucking like opera singer because that dude doesn't shut the fuck up. He's got like 6 podcasts, 4 fucking late night TV shows.
Jesus.
Hey, he comes out on the fucking field. He just flag. It's like, dude, can we watch football? Because I'm tired of hearing you.
No shit.
He just doesn't shut up.
Can you just let him play? Just let him play.
And it's completely one-sided. Dude, you can watch his games, and whenever they come out...
That's funny. I didn't know his kid was a fucking ref.
They start flagging. Whoever they start flagging first, you're going to have a long fucking day. That first flag comes out, whatever team that is, your day just got really, really shitty. Because they just don't stop. And they like I said, man, his penalties are so fucking one-sided.
This is actually going to go back to Thanksgiving. That Cowboys game... They threw a flag on a Raider center because he dropped his head.
That's not a false start.
Tony Romo was doing the game.
Yeah.
And he's like, you can't throw a flag on that.
That's not a movement.
That happens every single snap.
Yeah. Yeah.
The very next play, Tony Romo called out, oh, he moved his head again. No flag? Tony Romo called it out on the broadcast.
I would too.
I'm like, what are you doing? You can't. Throw a flag on that.
You can't flag a fucking center for seeing where he's going to hike the football to.
It's a fucking makeup call for something that happened earlier. Some stupid shit like that is not the only.
Or even when you when you go with a silent count, where you have the fucking left guard or right guard that fucking hits the center on his fucking thigh or pats him on the ass. That's not a false start. You can do that. I'm not moving forward.
Did you watch the Cowboys game on Thanksgiving?
Did you see Brady the other day? That motherfucker went down on a knee, waiting to hike the football. Because he was trying to catch the Rams with 13 guys on the field. Or 12 guys on the field.
12 guys, yeah.
And he realized that he couldn't do it. And then he went down on a knee. And the Mannings called it out on their fucking, on the Monday Night Football watch. And they were like, that's a false start. Like, you can't do that as a quarterback. You can't, that's a movement. Like, you can't just drop down on one knee. While the ball is under center.
Did that happen?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
And they didn't flag him. They didn't flag Brady. And Brady came back and won that fucking game. So I mean that's that shit right there. And yeah, I did watch the Dallas Cowboys game on Thanksgiving.
Dude, that was a shit show of flag. About refs
that
being
was hockey
over.
League.
That's fucking nonstop.
That was hockey. League.
I didn't know that. That's non. I was every call. I'm like, what the fuck?
And it just
some
never
poor
stopped.
Corner, some poor cornerback for fucking Dallas. Every time he had the ball thrown at him. P.I., like four of them in a row. My dude, what are you talking about?
Or what are you doing?
What's happening here?
What are
you not
figuring out how
this.
To do this? Like, I mean, what are you doing? Are you just getting raped by this fucking wide receiver?
Speaking of this, so it was, we're off Thanksgiving, do Turkey Day. Didn't even cross in my head that I wasn't prepared. I'm like, well, shit up. We're almost out of liquor. Let's run to Total Wine. So the Friday after Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
Hop in the car. We'd run to Total Wine.
Oh, God. Shit.
Not
show.
Realizing.
Black Friday.
It's Black fucking It was a fucking shit show. Dude.
Oh, I don't
you
know.
You would have thought Target was going out of fucking business.
Oh, yeah.
The back row was packed. People are waiting in lines to find parking spots and shit like that. We pull into the Total Wine parking lot. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
What is happening here?
Well, you got Best Buy right there.
Everything.
And Old
Bath & Beyond. Old fucking Navy.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, we are about to be fucked. We're going to have to take an Uber to the goddamn front of the store.
Me.
Right as we pull up to Total Wine, a guy pulls out of the
very front.
Front row parking spot.
Nice.
I'm like, oh,
like,
shit. None. Like, you bitch, you better catch that now. We caught it, like, in and out, but I'm like, oh,
even
my
Total Wine
God.
Wasn't prepared for the amount of people.
Oh, I doubt
no.
it.
I was like,
really
Jesus.
Nobody would. I'm like, what the fuck are we seeing here?
Dude, we went to Mags, and we were hanging out at freaking Mags. Just went over there for, like, lunch. And they're not packed. I mean, it's Mags. And
right.
We were watching some football. And hanging out, and Amber was like, do we need alcohol? Do they sell liquor on, can we get liquor today? And I was like, yeah. She goes, well, I'm walking next door to Total Wine. Or not Total Wine, but Twin Liquor.
Twin right there. Yeah.
Went over there, Twin, got us a bottle of tequila. It was easy in and out. I ended up going over there because I'm like, oh, shit, I need some whiskeys.
About the only good thing about Twin is that's how the convenience of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have
so many of them. They're so frequent.
There's so many of them, but they don't carry
a lot.
They don't carry fucking a lot of beer.
Yeah.
That's what fucking throws me up. Like, it's a fucking liquor store. Come in here, get liquor, and fucking leave.
Yeah.
You want beer,
really
go to a gas
station. There's a really small fucking section of beer.
Yeah. You want beer, go to a gas station.
Even their wine selection's tiny.
Which I also think now, if you really,
is it?
Their wine selection is relatively small.
I've never shopped wine at Total.
I'm pretty sure HEB probably has more wine.
Oh, yeah. Hands down. Randall's has more wine. Randall's actually has a huge wine selection.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't been one for a long time.
They got more wine than they probably have beer.
Damn.
Yeah. But that's another thing, though. The gas stations around here really stepped their fucking game up. Like, you want fucking all that hoity-toity IPA, I wear man bun bullshit? They got it. And they got a lot of it. So, I mean, if you're wanting beer, just go to the gas station. If you want liquor and shit. Oh, speaking of, I was looking at that.
It made me think, what happened last? Was there a Black Friday last year?
Yeah, there's a Black Friday every year.
I know, but I mean, were people out in droves like that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There were still psychos that are going out, but yeah, most almost every place required you to wear a mask at the time.
Yeah.
Because we were still...
Mask mandated all the way around. Yeah.
So, Sip Whiskey, that website.
God damn it. I was going to hit you up, guy. I wanted to...
I was doing some research, forgetting
about that fucking. I went to look for it and I totally forgot what the name of it was.
I was doing some research on it today. 2.4 out of 5 stars on the Better Business Bureau.
Damn.
Whoa.
Ouch.
And there's a lot of people that have complained that they ordered. What do you got over there?
My radio. I'm not even sure how that happened.
Negative. You're not.
It's the Raiders' job to get their fucking season in order. But so there's a lot of people who are like, it's a pain in the ass. You never get your bottles. You order it, and then you got to call them, and they never answer the phone, and then you email
really?
Them, and then you get in this big back and forth, and then you'll finally get it. You got to go to their warehouse and get it.
Oh, and hell no.
Then there's other people that are like, dude, I ordered it, and they came. It showed up. I ordered 2 bottles to do 2 different addresses that were etched with, you know, birthday stuff, and they both showed up. And like, so certain people are having a great time using it and never seem to have a problem. And then there's a bunch of people who are like, I'll order a bottle, and it never shows the fuck up. So,
well, at that point, are you getting charged?
No, yeah, they charge your card like instantly.
Of course, they're always taking money.
Yeah, they're going to take your money right then and right when you complete the order. But like everything on their website says that you will receive it in 2 to 3 days. Like they overnight everything to you. And then people are like, after a week, you know, I still haven't gotten a fucking bottle. And so I'm trying to call them and email them and text them, and I'm not getting any fucking returns or no replies or whatever. Which doesn't surprise me, because after I did a little bit more research, they're based out of California.
Oh, jeez.
How in the fuck is any of this legal?
I don't know.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's definitely that
if you're trying to ship stuff across state lines,
yeah.
There's got to be legality issues here involved here.
Because
every state's different when it comes to their fucking liquor laws.
That's why we can't get certain beers.
Every county is different when it comes to their liquor laws.
That's what I'm saying.
Liquor laws are usually more... very local government than they are freaking.
All I'm saying is that's not only that, but then you've got the age verification going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when you drop it off, somebody that's got to be there to sign for it at 20, that's 21. Or somebody has to go pick it up from the warehouse. And that might be what it is.
Instacart does that. So yeah. You can, so for a while, Total Wine.
You got, what is it, Drinkery or?
Total Wine did Instacart. They do. I think they still do.
Yeah,
but they do. You have to show, like, they will scan your fucking license when they show up.
Yeah,
yeah.
Literally, they will literally scan your license, and they're like, "Okay, here you go."
Yeah,
yeah. And there's actually a liquor delivery service that's here. I'm sure it's, you know, everywhere in the United States, but I know that it does. It's here in Texas, and they get your driver's license number, date of birth. That whole fucking nine, like, you basically, you take your license, you
so
scan
basically,
front,
when
right,
you,
when front basi- back of it and give it to them.
When you sign up, you're going to have to go through those. Now that I get.
Yeah.
But what I saw from what you showed me, I'm like, it didn't look like none of that going on. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
And that might be why there's so many people that have so many problems. Like, you have to go pick it up from their warehouse, or you got to
go
do this or do
that. So you can show whatever proof of.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy to me that it's out of California.
Well, the fact that they have absolute garbage fucking customer service, what other state would it be in?
Yeah, well, good point.
I mean, California is just, dude, I hate buying anything out of a California-based fucking, or a California-headquartered company in general. Because every time that I do, it's just absolute garbage fucking customer service. Senna, they make headsets for motorcycle helmets. So that way you can listen to your radio. It's all Bluetooth. You know, you don't have to have your phone plugged in, any of that shit. And I can sync mine up with, you know, you and him, and we can all go on a big ride, and everybody's like happy, right?
Oh, so you can even talk to each other and shit like that?
Senna is absolutely fucking garbage.
Really?
Their fucking headsets are trash. They're fucking the actual headsets that actually that go in your helmet. I've bought better Walkman fucking radios. And then if something doesn't work or you need to get a hold of somebody, that fucking company does not goddamn exist. They won't answer emails. They don't answer or contact us. They don't pick up the fucking phone. They won't freaking warranty their products. They don't take care of their products. They don't do shit. Senna is absolutely fucking trash.
Dude, if you don't...
Everything about that company.
If you don't
work
warranty,
there the whole month.
If you don't warranty at least for a year automatically, get the fuck out of here.
You got... You can... Roush warranties their work for 3 years. And
oh,
everything
nice.
About Roush is pretty much fucking trash, too. But, hey, they stand behind their product.
I don't think Roush is that good.
Yeah, no. Roush is pretty trash, but they stand behind their product for at least 3 years. And they go, hey, you know what? If you blow up the fucking engine in 3 years and it's, you know, well, something that has to do with them as far as their manufacturing of it goes or whatever modifications that they did. But, like, come on, man. Even Dodge gives you a 10,000-mile powertrain warranty, and everybody knows their transmissions and rear ends are fucking absolute shit. Now, you fucking stomp on the gas, you're liable to fucking lay the whole drivetrain out, and they'll give you a 10-year warranty. And go, okay, we'll fucking back that shit. Like, come on. They even came out with Hellcats, and they're like, hey, we'll give you a fucking 10-year warranty on those, too. Knowing damn good and fucking well, if I get the red key to that son of a bitch, we're going balls to the wall, homie. My foot's going to hit the floor, pass through the floor. I'm going to be pushing on the back of the bell housing. And we're going to see how fast this son of a bitch will move. Yeah, if you can't warranty your product for a year, which I think Senna actually offers like a 3-year or 2-year warranty on their shit. They don't honor it. They won't back it. You will never get a hold of a single motherfucker at that company to be able to freaking talk to them about it.
The fuck was the name of that goddamn website again?
Sipwhiskey.com.
Sipwhiskey.
And
that's why you do some research before
you. There
was
some fucking looking like some, dude, some good deals going on there.
And I think that might be what the deal is. Like, you have people who are like, hey, I'm going to go in here and I'm going to buy a bottle of Jack Daniels and I'm going to have it etched for my buddy. And of course that bottle shows up.
Yeah, because they
walk down the fucking street and grab like 50 fucking bottles of Jack Daniels. Well, I ordered a bottle of Blanton's and it took them fucking 16 years to get it to me, and then they wouldn't even send me the fucking bottle that I ordered.
Right.
Well, yeah. Shit. Because that bottle you ordered,
good luck,
doesn't fucking exist in the wild. That's Pappy Van Winkle fucking 20-year-old. Yeah, it's a $550 bottle, but it doesn't exist in the wild. Like, you have to know Pappy and go suck his dick and give him a slow hand job.
I think we need to find, so not far from me, so basically right across the street from Brooklyn Heights,
yeah,
is Tony C's, yeah, and all that shit.
League and all that shit.
In that same shopping center is Avery.
Yep. Avery Ranch Whiskey or Avery Ranch
Liquor Store or something.
Store. Yeah, it's, something a, like it's that. A decent liquor store. They
I've
actually
never
got
been
bottles.
There.
I guess pretty good bottles in there.
Okay.
I think something like that we need to just roll up into and say, hey,
I want this. Can you
right,
get it?
Can you get this stuff?
They can. Hey, so Longhorn Liquor that's over here, they said.
Talking about over by the donut shop?
No, the one that's over here by Punta.
Yeah, Putai, all that bullshit.
No, Punta. So it's right in there. And I talked to the guy who actually is the owner, and he's like, I will order whatever the fuck you want. He goes, you just got to pay me up front for it, order it, and I'll text you whenever it shows up, and you come by and get it. And I was like, do you charge any extra? He goes, no, I don't. They just like, if I'm going to charge you what it costs me plus my 5%.
Oh, that ain't bad.
No. That's not bad at all.
Apparently, that's all he marks up his liquors.
Like
it's
5% ain't bad at all.
It's like a 5 or 10% markup. And that's what he puts on all of his liquors. So whatever it costs him, he puts 5 or 10% on top of that, and that's what he makes. And he's pretty much the dude that stays in there. He's got one other cat that works in there. And I think it's his nephew or some shit. But he's already told me more than a few times, I don't even go in there that often. I'll go in there randomly.
Right.
You know, and he's like, yeah, I'll order whatever you want. And, you know, it's not like Twin or any place like that. It's a small liquor store.
Right.
He's got the liquor license. If it's on his sheet, he can order it.
So there's some shit he's not going to be able to get, clearly.
Because it's not available in the state of Texas.
Right.
Like, he can order Blanton's.
Oh, wow.
It's available in Texas. So he can order it. Now, it might take him a while to get it.
Right.
But it's not like me and you going over there and trying to ping a liquor store or find some. You know,
well, Twin's different because it's a franchise. So they're going to have, that's a whole different fucking thing. Yeah.
I can't remember who it was, man, but was it Daniel? It was somebody that we know had a family member that owned a liquor, or owned quite a few liquor stores, actually. They still do in Houston. And they were like, if there's ever a bottle that you want, just hit me up and I'll order it. But I'm not driving to Houston to get it.
No shit. Jesus Christ. Come on.
Now, if you can order it and have it delivered to me.
Well, you're not crossing state lines.
No, you're not. You wouldn't be crossing state lines, so technically that I think is okay. But man, I got a call from an old fucking Marine Corps buddy today. A bandito.
Oh Jesus.
I'm gonna leave his name out of it, but I haven't talked to that cat in a long time. Good dude, man. I mean, me and him were in pretty much together almost the whole time. I want to say he went in September, and I went in February the following year.
Wow.
But, you know, I'd worked with him and a few other guys and got them fucking ready for their boards. Like,
what the fuck is a board?
Meritorious boards. Meritorious promotion. So every month or quarter, depending, you know, on what's available and what's out there, the command will always have boards. And it's for us for a while, we almost had a meritorious board almost every month. And then it slowed down to every quarter. Once a quarter, you'd have a meritorious board. So every
never even heard of it.
So in the Navy, every shop, every area of the ship, they would send one cat from that area. So in your area, you would probably have four or five shops of different guys that do different shit. So each one of those shops would send up one person to a small board for that division, which would be probably the gunny. Or, well, I'm sorry, you all have gunny. So it'd be probably
I get what you're saying. Yeah,
your first class and a bunch of other second or third or second classes. And then they would all pick one person. And then it goes up, and then, you know, you have another board, and then they pick one person, and it goes all the way up to the fucking command level. So it'd be, for the Navy, it'd be like a whole fucking...
Jesus, if someone gets picked, and they're just automatically...
And they pick one guy.
To get promoted?
Or one chick. Yep, and they'll become, you know, second class, first, or third class. So your meritorious boards I'm assuming y'all's is the same because
we never did boards like nothing like that. Never even heard of that.
So in the Marine Corps, you have a meritorious to corporal, you have a meritorious to sergeant. I believe you can meritorious to a staff sergeant, but then after that, you're back into just normal shit, unless you're a fucking recruiter. And then if you put in so many fucking motherfuckers, you can make your way all the way to gunny. I knew seriously. Three or four, three. I knew three gunnies that made gunnery sergeant in 8 years.
Jesus.
Damn.
That's fucking flying, dude.
The only boards that we had in the Navy, because I was nuclear Navy, was an oral board.
Yeah, so I bet y'all did a lot of oral.
You go through all your training, and then you do 8 hours of testing. And then you do an 8-hour oral board where you have a guy from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission in there, and you have to pass this in front of him. You have to go through every scenario you can fucking think of, you have to go through and say, well, how do you respond to this? How do you respond to this? How do you respond to this? Every respond to this. And you have to nail it just to get
nuke.
To get nuke. And it's remarkably stupid. It was the dumbest fucking thing I've ever done in my life. There's like one of the worst days I've ever had in my life. I got stuck on... the fuck did I get stuck on? a stuck rod.
So a reactor rod?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got stuck on a stuck rod, and all my gut, because I'm like the class clown, dude. I'm like, these guys all fucking love my ass. Because we'd hang, every time we're off, we're all hanging out, you know. And they're all dropping pens on the table. I'm like, dude, I don't know what the fuck we're doing here.
What do you do with a stuck rod? Drop it out. But it's stuck.
Actually, you scram the reactor, but whatever.
You scram the reactor?
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Yeah, just you shut down the reactor. Then you go into emergency response, all that bullshit.
He knows now.
Yeah. He learned.
I never forgot that. Are you kidding me?
This is the reason this I'm not fucking nuke.
This fucking nuclear regulatory command guy. It's like, I have it from good word that you're a superstar here. So we're just gonna let that pass. I bought the keg that night.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Not even lying. I bought the keg that night.
That's your whole month's paycheck, too.
That was. Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's expensive as fuck.
Go buy a fucking keg when you're in the freaking military. You got to be at least a gunny to be able to afford one of those and be able to make your bills.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Those were 12-hour rotating shifts.
Yeah.
And then these motherfuckers are like, well, we did one for you. You got to do one for us. You got to come train here. You got to become an instructor. I'm like, you want me to spend 4 years doing 12-hour rotating shifts? Are you insane?
They have 12-hour rotating in the schoolhouse?
Fuck yes, dude.
Really?
Dude.
I figured the schoolhouse would be the place you'd want to be.
No, this is fucking...
You go in and you work your fucking 8 hours and you're done.
This is prototype. Like, you're on an active... It's a retired sub. But it's still the core is still active. The nuclear core is still active. So you're learning real time on the job how to run a nuclear reactor.
Yeah, OJT, baby.
Yes. So it's 12-hour rotating shifts. It's the worst shit you've ever done in your fucking life, dude. I did 6 months of that, and they're like, well, you need to come back and be an instructor. You're really good at this. I'm like, you think I want to do 4 years of 12-hour rotating shifts? You need a CAT scan, bruh. Get the fuck out of here.
On a sub.
Yes, yeah. On a sub.
Did you get? Was your school out in San Diego?
No, it's Charleston, South Carolina.
Dude.
Oh, it's fucking beautiful. Charleston, South Carolina is fantastic. Underrated, bro. Underrated like a motherfucker. Oh, it's beautiful.
South Carolina is tolerable.
It's North Carolina, fantastic.
You can burn that motherfucker.
You can
to the
fucking
ground.
Flood that motherfucker out. I
the only thing it was
shit.
Good for was cheap cigarettes.
Yeah.
Yes. True statement.
True. Yeah.
Because that's all anybody's doing over there. Smoking cigarettes and Morgan and coal mines. Wait a minute. That's West Virginia.
That's West Virginia.
But, no, there's a sub base in San Diego.
Oh, yeah. All the.
And it never failed. Every time that I ended up halfway hammered and I'm just driving around randomly. Just going.
You don't want to fuck with
it. Never fucking failed. I always pulled up to that son of a bitch.
You don't want to fuck with a sub base, bro, because they will be like, no, bro, what are you doing?
No, well, where I'm lucky is I'm a Marine. So I'm like, because you end up on this road, and that's where it goes.
That's your stuck. You're just stuck.
It's there's final destination.
Yes,
you're this
stuck.
Is where you're going.
That's where
there
you're
is
going.
No
yes.
way to get off.
So yeah. I'm on this road and I pull up to the fucking sub base and they're like, "What the fuck are you doing?" And I was like, "I'd show them my ID." And I was like, "Man, I just need to turn around."
Yes.
They're like, "Okay,
make that happen."
And they're like, "Don't just
yeah, make that happen, bruh."
Yeah. And I'm like, "Cool, man." And you know, turn around, leave. But it's just like, oh shit! I didn't even know a sub base was here. I thought I was over by literally. I'm not fucking around. I thought I was over by freaking SeaWorld. And the next thing you know, I'm like, because there's a long road that goes around the backside of SeaWorld.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I used to drive that road every once in a while and just drink some cold beer and hang out with my boys and fuck off, you know. And
I don't know how much of this I should say. So.
Well, don't get us fucking investigated.
Yes,
by fucking Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Did you see that deal where it has Joe Biden on a pack of fucking
If it's Marlboro Reds, I'll be fucking ecstatic.
No, it has Joe Rogan on a package of Ding Dongs, and then a picture of Kamala Harris on a package of Ho-Hos.
Oh!
That's funny. But anyway.
Dude, so so the deal was where this was,
back to Charleston?
It's essentially a nuclear weapon depot.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, we had one on the backside of Pendleton.
Right, so...
You go through the Navy Weapons Depot.
Yeah, so just to get on base, you've got to have a certain level of clearance, right?
Oh, shit. Yeah?
I mean, that's just a given. That's all there is to it. But...
They never did that with the one on the backside of Pendleton, which it's a naval weapons depot.
Depository, yes. Yeah. That's just how
you know
it works,
what the fuck is there.
Right.
You're driving through and there's these mounds.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. There's these mounds. And you're like, okay. And they just tell you from day one, hey.
No pictures.
Well, back in the day, there were no cell phones, shit like that.
When I was in, you had cell phones and they would tell you, put your cell phone on the dash.
No, it was clear. There were no cameras. Nothing was allowed. None of that was allowed.
Yeah.
So I had a watch that I had inherited from my grandfather. Old school watch where the things lit
up. Like the pocket watch or like wristwatch?
Wristwatch.
Okay.
But it was old school where in the sunlight, it would absorb the sunlight. And then at night, you could see the bands.
The indigo.
Right.
Yeah.
Turns out back in the day, they made that shit with fucking radioactive material.
Oh, jeez.
I did not know this.
So you're running around
with... So I'm running around with this fucking watch. And
wondering
this,
why you got cancer.
And they come through this fucking... They come through this class with the fucking...
Geiger counter thing?
Geiger counter thing. And they're like, my wrist goes off.
Oh, shit.
Like a hotspot. And they're like, bro, what are you doing? I'm like, what are you talking about? This is, you're wearing goddamn contamination, bro. What are you doing? You can't be on base with that. It's federally, we should arrest you right now.
Look, dog.
I'm like, bro, it's helping out how the fuck am I supposed to know that?
It's helping my arthritis.
It's helping my rheumatoid right now. Like, don't worry about that.
It's helping all the carpals and the tunnels.
You know, I was talking to fucking Tim the other day. So Tim's a construction guy. So he owns his own construction company, and they do a bunch of demolition and shit like that. And he was telling me that they actually have sensors. They look like cell towers, but they're not. They're sensors, and they scan for radioactive material.
I don't doubt that at all.
No. And they were doing a fucking job down in fucking Houston, and they were x-raying the floor before they got ready to demo it. But they were x-raying everything to make sure that they weren't, I guess, going to do something crazy or whatever. But that building was close enough to one of their fucking things that the fucking FBI shows up. And they're like, have to have a fucking permit for that. They came in guns drawn.
Oh,
whoa.
In
the fucking rock.
Bruh.
And they're just x-raying things. And they're like, no, that their sensor picked that shit up as radioactive fucking
damn
shit. Like, what?
It's like, wait, that's not what we're doing. We're just trying to blow up the building on purpose.
Yeah. No,
not in a bad way.
Not in a bad way, just in a normal way. And now we got the Omicron. We're all going to die.
Yeah.
10 times more contagious, half as deadly.
I was going to say, you're barely going to even know that you got it.
Basically. And you know what's funny, though?
You're barely going to know that you got it.
You want to know what's fucking hilarious, right? So the Omicron is in Australia. It's verified to be in Australia.
I think there's some in the U.S. now, too.
Oh, yeah. U.S. has got it.
Oh, yeah.
But that doesn't surprise me at all.
No.
But.
So, it's Omicron, by the way. But
Omicron, whatever. So here's the three things that are fucking hilarious about this.
It'll be pie here shortly.
In Australia, you can't fly internationally out of the country, into the country, or anything else unless you're vaccinated.
Whoa.
So if you're not vaccinated, you can't travel about the world. And yet, it's in
the
Australia,
country.
Which means somebody who is vaccinated brought that motherfucker in. Welcome to the United States, where everybody who has it in the United States can trace it all the way back to New York City, where you have to walk around with your fucking Jew papers saying that I've been vaccinated and I'm okay. That's the other fucking thing, because they had a Comic-Con in, and that's the funnier thing about it. Comic-Con, come the fuck on. So they had a Comic-Con in New York, which is where pretty much everybody who has it in the United States got it from the Comic-Con. It's the one person that traveled back from South Africa with it, went to the Comic-Con, gave it to everybody there, not everybody, but gave it to the other 13 individuals, and then they went back to San Francisco and wherever the fuck else they were from. And I'm sitting here going, well, I don't have a vaccination. I'm not traveling any stupid places. Guess what I don't have?
That.
I really don't even fucking care. Like, dude, I'm so tired of this shit. It's variant fucking season. Next year, we're going to have to get another flu shot on top of our fucking flu shot.
No, I'm done.
I'm done.
I'm double vaxxed. I'm done.
You're double vaxxed, and now you need like 16 boosters.
Well, that's not happening.
It's kind of like the damn flu shot every fucking year. They're like, you got to have one every year.
No.
I have never had one. Ever.
Dude, I spent 8 goddamn years getting a fucking flu shot every fucking year just because I was in the fucking U.S. Navy. Fuck and you.
And those shits don't work.
They were too stupid to fucking space it out. So the entire boat was fucking sick as fuck at one time.
Yes.
Everybody was
and
miserable
here's some Sudafed.
At one time.
All
yeah,
you're getting.
Here's your 800 milligrams of Advil. Fuck
change,
you.
Drink plenty of water and change your socks.
Yeah.
I always
fucking
loved that
retarded.
One. I really did. I always loved that one. Drink plenty of water and change your socks. What the fuck does my sock have to do with my sore throat? Drink plenty of water and change your socks. Okay. Hey, I change my socks every day.
Dude, I haven't had a flu shot since the Navy.
I haven't either. I refuse to get them.
Same way. I'm like, dude, I'm not getting sick on purpose. What are we doing? Mm.
But they tell you, if you got sick, it's because you already had it. And it's not the flu shot that made you sick. You already had the flu before you got the flu shot.
Yeah, okay.
Mm. The second dose of that fucking Pfizer kicked my ass.
And you know what's really
now,
sad?
Now, I will say this.
Pfizer's the least effective.
The very next day...
Well, Johnson's least effective.
Johnson's least effective. The very next day, I was fine. It only lasted 8 hours.
If I'd
just gone home and gone to bed, I'd have been just fine.
I got nothing, and it's probably because it generally hits you about 8 hours after you get it.
So she was already asleep.
So I got it at, I think, 1 o'clock. Didn't get up till... 8, 9 the next day, I feel fine. My arm hurt.
You know,
you got a shot. Every time you get a shot, your arm's gonna fucking hurt.
Yeah.
Fuck's sake.
I didn't get the shot, and I felt fine. I got COVID, and I felt fine.
I only got the shots because, hello, it's... asthmatic, we don't want to add fire to the flames kind of thing.
Dude, this fucking cedar fever this year fucking me up, dude.
Fucking you. Me too. Jesus Christ, bro.
Jesus. Can we get a fucking...
I can barely keep Kleenex in stock. What the fuck is going on?
Dude, this year's bad. I went on a run Monday. And so I normally, at this point, I'm normally running a 8-minute, 20 to 30 second mile. Monday I went on a run, 12 minutes.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
My fucking lungs were burning. Like, I thought I was going to have a heart attack more than once. Like, I was just like, Jesus, like, what the fuck? And I got home and I looked it up and cedar was like through the roof.
Yep.
Then I went on a run Friday when it was misty and rainy and nasty outside. I'm right back to my 8-minute fucking 30-second miles.
It's because it's making all the damn pollen sink.
Yeah. I was like, it pushed all that shit out of the air and I felt fine. I mean, my legs were sore from the run on Monday, but I was like, Jesus, dude, like, cedar, fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, can we? All right, so if me and Amber move, where are y'all willing to move to?
Negative.
We don't have the money for a house in this area anymore.
You need a cable that you can plug into your phone that you can plug into that box.
Well, I mean, I was thinking someplace like, yeah. No, I'm not moving anywhere. I don't have an HEB. So, I think I'm about as far north as I'm going to be able to get.
Dude, we can't afford a house in this area anywhere. I mean, the median house is now like $500,000 in Austin.
I think it's yeah. six.
Yeah. It's retarded.
But that's thanks, Joe Rogan.
I don't even think that was Joe. Let's think Joe Biden. I think you got the wrong Joe there. Actually, it's fucking Greg Abbott bringing all the fucking businesses. Oh, we moved all 170
Tesla,
businesses.
Samsung.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dude, we're getting a huge Samsung plant here.
You're getting one over in Taylor.
Taylor.
Yeah.
Just outside of Hutto.
God, imagine how bad that traffic's going to start getting. Jesus.
It's already fucked to begin with.
I mean, Brushy Creek's fucked.
Oh, dude. That's a cluster. And Harriman's closed until...
next year.
Like August of next year.
What the fuck?
Yes, yeah. Harriman's closed to like next year.
How do you close Harriman?
Dude.
I don't know.
They've got a whole new settlement of fucking houses that are like $600,000.
Yeah, down there on the right.
Yes. How about it, dude? I don't know. They're fucking that whole area, that which is really a shame.
Because it was beautiful.
That used to be the best goddamn drive in Austin.
Oh, yeah.
Was down.
I loved it.
That
I loved
was
it.
Fantastic,
yeah.
dude.
Yep.
I mean, you'd see deer all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Daily.
And the trees come.
The
trees sit over the top
of the
road.
It's like a canopy.
Yes. Canopy of trees. Fantastic. And they're going to fuck it all up.
Yep. I don't doubt that at all.
And that's a little two-lane fucking road, dude?
That's what I'm
Jesus.
Afraid. I'm telling
that
you.
That two-lane needs to be a fucking like eight-lane.
It's about to change to that. That's what I think is going to happen.
They're going
to
change it to a four or an eight-lane. It's probably going to be
just
a four-lane with a
turn lane.
Fuck
the whole goddamn thing up, dude.
Yep. All that pretty scenery that these people bought these houses for.
And you got to be careful with it because you can't go over Brushy Creek.
No.
So you're going to have to expand it into the parks and...
Yep.
Fuck everything else up.
The Brushy Creek Trail's right there.
You're going to miss that now.
You can only go so far before you get into Brushy Creek Trail.
I think that Brushy Creek Park's limited time, bro.
Well, Brushy...
You're on a limited time schedule. Check your schedule.
You might be, but I'm just saying that the Brushy Creek Trail is funded and paid for by local citizens. We've paid for that. So I don't know how much the city can really go fucking around with that, and do anything with it.
Because since I've been here,
there's been Save Brushy Creek more than a few years. Where public donations were coming in to be able to keep Brushy Creek Park and Brushy Creek Trail going.
Dude, I remember when there wasn't even a Brushy Creek Park, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do I.
I mean, it was just a gorgeous drive. It was just a two-lane drive, scenic as fuck, right in the middle of the shit. It was fantastic.
You didn't really even see any houses.
No, it was nothing but deer.
Yeah.
Deer and wildlife all over the fucking place.
Yeah, when I first came down here for school...
Hey, you got to show them the picture of our new visitors.
Like 2006, 2007? They just put in that Holiday Inn up there off of 1431, across from the Mexican food joint now.
Oh, yeah,
it's right next to Dairy Queen.
Yep.
Oh, Holiday Express? Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, nothing else was there.
There
was just the Holiday Inn Express.
There was nothing. I remember when... What's the guy's name?
Joe.
No,
it wasn't Joe.
Over there by JT's, that gas station.
Con?
Yeah. That gas station used to be the only gas station until you got to ExxonMobil in Leander,
mm-hmm.
where I had to take a... You had to do this several times or else you'd miss your turn. When I first got to Texas, one of our sites was off of that road.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's before Palmer even went that far.
No, Palmer didn't go that far at all.
No.
There wasn't even talk about that.
I don't even think it
went
past...
There was no talk about light rail back then.
I don't even think it went past Whitestone then.
Fuck no. It stopped at Whitestone, bro. There was a dirt path that went. I mean, that was about it. There was no Ronald Reagan.
When I got here, it was... You had the Well, when I came down here for the first time and I decided this is where I really wanted to move to and where I really wanted to be, you had the Holiday Inn Express, and you go back to Vista.
It was so funny because there was nothing there.
Yeah.
Like,
and you go back to Vista.
What the fuck is this thing doing here?
You go back to Vista Ridge, and you'd hang a right on Vista Ridge and drive that over here to Brushy Creek. And then I'd take Brushy Creek all the way over to the shop.
Yep.
This house didn't exist.
Yeah. No, none of this did.
That...
None of it.
Townhomes?
None of it.
They had just cleared all that. And then I came down here another year or year and a half later, and they built all this up with all dirt.
Yeah.
And I still, to this day, I have no idea why they built it up so high where it is. Because it's, you could have left them down where they were. It's not like this area fucking floods.
Yeah. Even when Brushy Creek floods, this part doesn't.
Yeah. No, we're high enough. Like, yeah. You didn't have to build that shit
it
up.
It would take a 200-year flood for that shit to happen.
Right. And I remember the big dirt fucking pile that they had there. None of these houses were here. There was like one or two that you could see back over here. Like the roads were there, but the neighborhood wasn't.
Yeah. There was nothing.
Could you imagine like buying like three houses back in here at that point in time?
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
$100,000.
Oh.
$110,000.
Yeah.
Oh, at the most.
Yeah.
At the most.
Because there was nothing here.
There was nothing here. Nothing.
The pizza joint that we used to go to over by JT's. When we go out to there.
Dude, that was the best pizza, though. Chicago pizza place.
Yeah.
Yes. I know that guy. His name's Tony.
There you go.
Yeah. We know Tony.
He used to come into JT's occasionally.
Yeah, he'd come into JT's every now and then. He'd hit us up.
So that place was awesome, but just getting there, because at the time we lived in Round Rock.
Dude, you'd order pizza and you'd get like it would weigh 3 pounds.
Oh, dude, yeah. It was insane. It was fucking insane.
You were getting Chicago pizza.
Oh, yeah. What happened to Tony? Where did Tony go?
I don't know.
Went from job to job. He worked for Gaddy's for a while. Now, the last time I saw him, he was working for his mom.
So what happened to
selling blinds?
What happened to like the pizza place?
He went under. There wasn't enough business.
How? That was the best fucking pizza in Cedar Park.
There was nothing. There was no Cedar Park back then. It was not what it is now. I'm saying.
There was enough of a Cedar Park then.
There wasn't enough. Dude, Tony and I have had conversations about this. Dude.
Because we gave him crap. We were like, dude.
I was wearing his ass out. I'm like, bro, that's the best goddamn pizza I've ever had in my goddamn life.
At least in Texas.
I'm from Rockford. Come on, bro.
So is he still here? He still lives here.
Last we know.
We need to go on ahead and back that back up. I will buy you a fucking pizza oven.
Yeah, he had to sell all his shit. Southerns.
Yeah.
I think we either caught them at Southern's or something like that. Oh, we caught them at Shooters. And we were talking about Southern's, and he was pissed because they're like, they don't weigh any of their shit out. So they don't know what their costs are.
They don't measure anything.
They don't measure anything. He's like, it's the most back-asswards place he's ever.
But that was the only pizza joint in Leander.
Yeah, back then, yeah, it was. Yeah.
I mean, shit, that was...
He's a good dude. I think he's a White Sox guy, though.
Fuck,
isn't it?
Last we saw, he was still around, but I mean, that's been years.
That fucking has been years, Jesus Christ.
I mean, Christ.
God damn, it's been a long goddamn time.
Yeah, it's probably been half a decade.
Fuck, we lived in Leander, I think, last time we saw him.
Yeah.
Dude, well...
Need to find him again. I will back a fucking...
Oh, that dude knew what the fuck. He is old school Italian, bro. Wearing a Kangol hat.
I forgot about that.
He's old school Italian, bro.
I'm all about that, though, man, because that pizza literally was like the best.
No, it was. Without question. It was the best in Texas, for sure.
Oh, yeah. By far. But that's the problem is like, Milano's is probably the best pizza in Cedar Park right now.
I would agree.
And that's a sad fucking...
Rosati's is close.
Rosati's is all right.
God damn, they're expensive as fuck, though.
Yeah.
They're fucking... Do not buy a beer at Rosati's, everyone. Just to let you know. Because, oh my God. $7 for a glass of goddamn Bud Light Draft? Fucking you.
Oh, yeah.
That's complete garbage.
Go over to fucking Mags and pay that. Actually, Mags isn't that bad.
Mags isn't that bad at all.
You get $4 for a tall boy.
Like I said, get a fucking pitcher for like six or some shit like that.
Yeah. Dude, I'll make some Mags. But
it's about time for Monday Night Football, y'all.
Yeah, we need to get Monday Night Football in, and then I'll probably shut it off about halfway through because
it's going to be a shit show.
It's two fucking teams I give two shits about. And
I hope they both lose.
And I'm going to watch me some Yellowstone.
God damn it. I'm figuring that out. I just came across that promotion today.
Here's what we need to do.
Showtime and Paramount Plus for $9.99.
Here's what we need to do.
How about that?
But here's what we need to do. You already have Showtime, right?
Mm-hmm. Paying $15 a month for this shit.
Oh, we'll turn that shit.
Fuck that! I gotta cancel that shit for sure.
But here's what I'm thinking is you come over, we do the podcast on Monday,
yep.
And then we watch Yellowstone.
When does Yellowstone? I don't even know when Yellowstone comes out.
It's Sunday. They come out on Sunday. I pay for it without commercials through Prime.
And it's not Prime.
Yeah, it's Prime.
There's no way it's Prime.
It's fucking Prime. I'll show it to you here in a minute.
We have Prime, you dumbass.
You have to pay for it.
Yeah, you got to buy it.
I thought you got it through YouTube TV.
I can watch it on YouTube TV with commercials. Or I can pay $20 and get the whole season with no commercials. I will give you $20 to not watch commercials. Because I don't give a fuck about your fucking Tide. Your fucking feminine products. I don't care about Meta.
That's remarkably funny to me.
And that's really what it is.
Dude, YouTube's getting impossible to watch now. Dude, I go to watch an hour podcast. It takes me 2 hours to watch it because of all the fucking ads in the goddamn... I'm like, what the fuck are we doing here?
Yep. That's exactly what it is.
It's turning into Hulu.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah. And then it's like, hold on. Let me show you this Meta. Our new Meta ad. Fuck your Meta commercials.
Fuck your Meta.
Your data looking motherfucking CEO who should be arrested for stalking.
Yes.
He should have already been in fucking prison for that shit.
He should be arrested for fucking stealing data. Yeah. Fucking you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
But, him and Cook for Twitter.
Oh, he resigned.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, what I was saying was, you come over, we watch the podcast, or we do the podcast, and then we watch Yellowstone. You stay caught up, because I watch it on Monday nights anyway. For the most part, unless Denver plays on Monday night, I don't give a fuck about who else is playing.
I don't give a... I might chime in just to see the shit show that the weather is.
Yeah.
Because it's 60-mile-an-hour gusts of wind.
Which means you get to go on YouTube tomorrow with your ad blocker on and watch fucking the Shanks McGee's that happen. Dude, a 60-mile-an-hour crosswind, you wouldn't be able to get a fucking kickoff to the other end zone.
It'd be fantastic. I can't wait to watch.
You kick that bitch up in
the
air
60
miles.
That's the only reason I want to watch. I'm like, oh my God, what a shit show.
So do you throw a flag? So you know, if you kick it out of bounds on a kickoff,
right.
It's a penalty, you get it on the 40-yard line.
Yep.
If I kick it, and my intent is to kick it out the back of the end zone, and a 60-mile-an-hour wind takes us some bitch.
And then if you throw a flag and it takes us just as far,
does
that
the flag
a
count?
Is that a problem?
Does the flag
if
count?
If the flag lands out of bounds, is that an issue? Is that still a flag?
I still have yet to see a coach peg a ref with the red flag. And I am disappointed in all of you.
I agree completely.
I would hit a dude in the head with that bitch. Like, boom! What the fuck was that? That's my challenge flag because you're an idiot.
And this goes out to Ed Hockley's son. Fuck and you.
And shut the fuck
up. Shut the fuck up. We'll see you next week. Later.
Later.